Hey, I thought you were washed up. What happened?
Well, healthy. I mean, I'm at a great place that's, you know, great coaching staff that really understands how to, you know, kind of, this is, I'll just say this is my type of football, guys. You know, I've played in this type of offense, you know, all my career. But the difference is this seemed to me like the old team we had back in San Diego when Marty Schottenheimer was there. We ran the ball well and the play action pass and all that kind of stuff. And so this system fits me. And like I said, I'm healthy. I'm around some great group of guys, and I'm having fun again.
You talk about Sanchez. You helped break in Phillip Rivers. Sanchez had 1 year under his belt before you got him. But how about some of the unique qualities that Sanchez has?
Yeah, he's, you know, I think people really don't understand where this kid is in his career. This is a guy that's only playing his third year of you know, high performance football. You know, spent 1 year at SC. This is only his second year in the National Football League. And for him to be able to come in and pick up this system and then be like he's been this year and even last year in the playoffs, no turnovers, playing smart football, controlling the game, making all the throws you need him to make, managing the game. I'll tell you what, in my opinion, he's ahead of where Phillip and Drew was at this time in their career.
Wow.
And LT, go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, and why is that? Just from mature, leadership, mind, mentally, physically?
Yeah, I think he just the guy works harder than anybody I've ever been around. In the off season, he was here studying, trying to get the offense down to a science. You know, just putting that time in, even OTAs, you know, mini camp, training camp, just all the things this guy is doing to be a great player. He works very hard. He watches extra film. I'm really impressed with the things I see in Sanchez.
Hey, what do you think the key is to running the ball effectively? We're trying to figure that out here in Denver. You guys seem to do that pretty well.
Well, you know, I think first you, you know, it's all about the scheme, you know, and how you attack the defense. That's for one. It helps to have a really good fullback. That helps a bunch. But also you need to have, you know, a great coaching staff that understands how to run the football and run it effective. And so, in my experience, that's what it takes to be a good running football team.
LaDainian, was it strange the first time you saw yourself in another uniform?
Yeah, it was a bit strange that very first time. You know, because for years I was just so used to, you know, putting on that Chargers uniform. But, you know, in my mind, I thought the day would come where I would switch uniforms. You know, I never thought I would play my entire career in San Diego. And so the first time putting it on, it was a bit odd, but I got used to it pretty fast.
What did you tell Rex when you visited there?
Well, you know what? I didn't say much at all. I just kind of want to soak it in and just kind of see, you know, kind of see what their plans were for me, and kind of their idea of how they wanted to use me. You know, so I didn't say much. I just sat and listened. But Rex was real persuasive in saying that, you know, I would have a chance to earn a role on this team. And I knew it was a good football team already. Heck, I had just lost to them in the playoffs with San Diego. And I knew the type of team that Rex was building here, the type of toughness and the type of defense they had here already. So, you know, for me, I wanted to go to a place where you had the opportunity to win, but that had a really good defense.
Is Rex as crazy as we think he is?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But you know what? He's fun. You know, he makes it fun around here. He keeps it light. The guys love playing for him. You know, we want to run through a wall for him because, you know, he's a player's coach, but at the same time, he's real. You know, we understand what he expects. There's never a day where we can say, well, we didn't know, you know, exactly what coach wanted from us. We can't say that. You know, we know exactly what Rex want from us.
We saw on Monday how excited you were when Sean Green scored that touchdown. What is it about that your work with him that kind of makes that backfield situation work?
Well, I think, with Sean and I, it reminds me a lot of what Michael Turner and I had in San Diego. You know, Sean is a bigger guy, you know, really bruiser, punishing kind of guy that breaks a lot of tackles and pounds up in there and leans on people, where I come in, you know, slashing and making people miss, and you know, just kind of with my speed and quickness, it works well together.
You've played a lot of games against the Broncos. What do you see out of this this current version of the defense? Is it any different, that defensive front, than maybe what you saw in recent years, especially with Jamal?
Well, not much of a difference. Obviously, they have some guys that's banged up. But scheme-wise, it's not much of a difference. They still play hard. You know, this is a team that still get after you, try to force turnovers, play well at home. And really, always try to stop the run first. And obviously, with a shutdown corner like Champ Bailey, it makes it hard to throw the football.
Will it be weird lining up against Jamal Williams at all in an actual live game?
You know what? I'm excited about that. You know, Jamal had texted me a few weeks ago, and he was saying, okay, it's getting close till you got to come see me. And so that's going to be fun. I've never had the opportunity to play against him, obviously, playing in San Diego with him. So I'm pretty sure he's looking forward to try to tackle me, and I look forward to trying to make his big butt miss.
LT, are you surprised by the personnel problems the Chargers are having this year? And we're finding out Sean Merriman's probably done as a Charger today.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll say this. You know, them guys always had a different and tough way of doing business. And, you know, I'm not surprised by anything that happens in the National Football League, let alone what happens with the Chargers.
LaDainian, when you peek at the all-time list, you're starting to move up there on some of the more prominent ones, touchdowns, yards. Anyone in particular you kind of keep your eye on when you stop and think about it?
Not really. You know, at the time, most of the time, I don't even know, you know, who I'm passing or who I'm getting ready to pass until it happens. And then, you know, obviously someone tells me about it. And so I really don't pay attention to it. But I'll tell you one thing that's cool is to be able to score touchdowns. You know, that's always been special to me, is scoring touchdowns, because obviously I understand that's how you win the game, is scoring touchdowns.